Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Program. Glad to have you on board. A big show planned for today. Lots and lots of stuff to get to. I will do my best to cover each of these topics. I know coming up next hour, I'm going to spend a lot of time on this so-called market crash. That's just it. Don't ask me if I know, because I don't. Of course, you don't either, so there you have it. I just want to talk about what it takes to get through a bear market. I might talk a tiny bit about that. I'm certainly going to talk about how fear keeps many of us old. Do I have to say I'm part of the older generation now? I guess I do. Fear keeps older Americans from experiencing dream retirement. Interestingly enough, there's a study on this that confirms something that I've been saying for many years. And that is, if you're following these so-called rules of thumb, you're probably shortchanging yourself in retirement. That's right. You may not be spending enough money or enjoying your life. That isn't that what retirement's supposed to be? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe we're all supposed to be miserable. We'll talk about that. It's academic research by a fellow named Fellows. How's that? The typical professional investor today has never seen rising rates. Holy mackerel. You thought about this. The guy or lady, if you will, managing your money has no clue what to do in a rising interest rate environment to manage said money. And I'm not just talking about your planner or your advisor. That's true, too. But the median tenure of an active equity manager is 8 years. Meaning the typical investor has never seen a rising rate environment before. That's interesting. I might want to talk about that. I've discussed this before because of the confluence of events. Retiring today is 10 times riskier than it was 10 years ago. So what are you going to do about that? Are you okay with 10x on the risk side? Got a plan? I do. Want to talk about it? Call me. 844-RAY-SHOW. You know the drill. Or simply email me at raylucia.com. And I will do my best to get to the emails. But I start today with this. Oh, man, I got way more. Tax cuts trump the market's recent volatility for most Americans, at least according to this new study. Here's what they said. The new tax law is helping households weather the blow from the recent volatility in the stock market. According to data released by a financial trade group, the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Pretty credible operation, I'd say. Its index of personal satisfaction reached another record high during the first quarter, despite the dramatic swings in prices. The positive move was driven by a significant drop in household tax burdens. So we're getting mixed reports on this tax deal. Here you're getting a report that says people were really all pumped up about it. But now not so much. It's only like, you know, a third of the people say, yeah, that benefited me. That's the mainstream media for you. Because just about everyone benefited from these tax cuts. Yeah, there's a few people in California and New York that are fleeing. I think I read 800,000 of them fleeing because of the state tax and the property tax max out at $10,000. Well, you don't have to live, in a ritzy San Francisco Bay Area or San Diego or, you know, Beverly Hills in California to feel that pinch because, you know, if you're going to spend a couple of million bucks for a house, your property tax bill is over $20,000, $30,000. Property taxes alone. Your state income taxes, if you're making, you know, $1 million a year or more, like some of those Hollywoodites, is 10, 12, 13%. So why wouldn't you move? Maybe the states will come up with a solution. I know they're trying. Anyway, going back to this index from the Institute of Certified Public Accountants, it measures financial satisfaction by combining 8 sets of data in addition to taxes and stock valuations. Looks at inflation, underemployment, job openings, and home equity. The index has been steadily climbing ever since it hit a high of 26.1 during the first quarter of 2018. But it's not just the tax cuts that are bolstering the household finances. Jobs. Well, does Trump say jobs, jobs, jobs? Job openings have also increased sharply. And that, to me, is more exciting than the tax cuts. Yeah, the tax cuts maybe give you the short-term bounce that you need, but a job, especially job, when incomes are finally starting to rise for the middle class, that changes lives. And, you know, you don't have to be on the Trump train to at least be thankful that we finally have somebody sitting in the White House that understands this stuff. And that's not a slam on Obama. We've had a whole lot of presidents that were pretty much clueless about business. But this guy isn't. And his approach, albeit, I don't know, some people think it's scary. You know, with trade wars potential and North Korea. But I'm convinced, and I don't like trade wars, and I don't like giving the finger to anybody, including North Korea, with nuclear weapons. But maybe this is the way this guy negotiates, because so far it seems to be working, doesn't it? So why don't we turn off CNN and MSNBC and all those guys for a minute and just think about where you sit today? Most of us have a job. The unemployment rate is really near record lows. It's well over full employment, at least as we measure it. There's still an underemployment issue, but African Americans, record numbers. Hispanic Americans, record numbers. So jobs are key. And now we're finally starting to see some wage pressure. And that's got a lot of people coming out of the woodwork saying, okay, get ready for the big market crash, because that means inflation is right around the corner. I don't necessarily think that a modest amount of inflation is a bad thing, by the way. Because a moderate amount of inflation means companies now have pricing power. And if you can raise your prices beyond what your expenses are, because many of them have had higher expenses and haven't been able to raise prices, which means if they can now raise prices because a marketplace can tolerate higher costs because they're getting increases in their pay, then that means companies will be more profitable, and that's showing up in the profit numbers. What is it, 80% are beating expectations so far in the S&P? That ain't nothing to shake a stick at, baby. That's pretty darn good. So, I don't know. We're going to talk next hour about this potential crash everybody keeps talking about. I don't see it personally. Do I see some corrections? Of course. And by the way, even if there is a bear market, do I worry about them, and should you? Not if you are edumacated, and that's what we're going to do. All right, when we come back, I'm going to educate you on one of the big mistakes you make with your Social Security. Also, the need for more retirement planning support. What areas do you need assistance in? I'll talk about that. And what about this socially responsible investing? Should the Department of Labor and the government get in the crosshairs in that discussion? They are. And I don't think that's right. What about you? Do you think they ought to dictate to your advisor whether or not they should present you with socially responsible funds? But that may be a breach of their fiduciary duty? Come on, that doesn't make sense. Well, that's what the government's doing. Stick around.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. Wealthmanagement.com did a survey recently, the need for more retirement planning support. And they're looking at, you know, advisors and what advisors deliver to consumers and retirees and so forth. And I think this is really important. They asked this question, what types of retirement planning assistance do you value most from fund groups? And this is in order of importance. Minimizing retirement taxes came in first, followed closely by Social Security planning strategies. I'll get to that in a minute. Then retirement planning and investing tools. And these are all pretty close up there. Decumulation strategies. And then it starts to drop off with regulatory updates, managing retirement health care expenses, and access to consultative retirement resources group. Frankly, that one ought to be the highest, because if you know what you're up against, it's a lot easier to solve the problem. But let's go back to minimizing retirement taxes. Part of this is many advisors don't really understand this game. So even if you have an advisor, they may not get the fact that your Social Security may be taxed as much as 85% of it at ordinary income rates. And there may be things that you can do to minimize the post-retirement tax bill. Delay retirement, for example, doing Roth conversions. Restructure how you invest your money. I mean, a lot of people buy a bunch of municipal bonds and live off of that income when in reality they'd be better off perhaps taking some of that income from their retirement accounts, using up a married couple's $25,000, $26,000 exemption and investing their post-tax municipal bond money in stocks that grow, emerging markets, maybe even dividend payers because of the way dividends are treated for tax purposes. Most people just willy-nilly it. Hey, I got a good mutual fund for you, or check out my managed account. Well, there are lots of things you need to know about that managed account and the mutual fund. What's the turnover? Turnover rates create a lot of short-term gains. Short-term gains taxed at ordinary income. So there are things you can do to minimize retirement taxes. Some of those you probably ought to be thinking about long before retirement. See, this is another problem. If you wait until retirement, you don't have nearly as much flexibility. Now, on the Social Security side, I was going to talk about this. I teased it before the break. Michael Tove wrote this. Retirees often make this major Social Security mistake. Of course, he's talking about, you know, taking the money at 62 or 65 and not waiting until age 70. We all know that. We've talked about it 1,000 times on the air. But he did an interesting analysis here for us. I think you all know that your Social Security checks get 8% larger for every year that you delay taking the benefits through age 70, starting with, you know, your full retirement age. It's a little bit less than that if you start earlier. So he gave an example. Suppose you're 67 at full retirement and your Social Security checks $2,000 a month or $24,000 a year. At 70, that check would be almost $30,000 per year. So by waiting to age 70 to start taking benefits, by the time you reach 83, you would have been paid out a total of $386,880 compared with $384,000 you would have gotten if you started at age 67, even though you got income for three extra years. Now, the average life expectancy of a 67-year-old is at least age 85, so you're ahead of the game. And he's not using discounted present values and stuff like that. He's just using nominal or actual numbers. Now, there's a couple of other things you need to know. We were just talking about taxes. Any way you slice it, you're paying tax on any pre-tax money you put into IRAs or 401k plans. And this is where Roth strategies can make some sense. And frankly, other ways to accumulate money on a tax-free basis. Younger people could do Roth IRAs and also fund permanent life insurance policies, low-load permanent life, as a means of creating additional tax-free income. Some of it is location, where you locate the different things that you invest in. I just gave you the example of municipal bonds. Why would you want to buy, if you don't need the income, if you're still an accumulator, why on God's green earth, with 20 years before retirement, 15 years before retirement, would you have a whole bunch of municipal bonds in your brokerage account and a whole bunch of stocks, dividend-paying stocks and otherwise, in your IRA when you might ought to want to flip that and not buy muni bonds, but rather buy taxable bonds because the tax is deferred inside your IRAs. Meanwhile, you get all of that growth tax-favored in a stock account when you own it personally. The dividends may or may not be taxed, but if they are taxed, they're always taxed at a lower rate. So asset location plays a key role in all of this. And don't forget that the way Social Security taxation is calculated, and by the way, it's an 18-step calculation, so it's not that easy to do. But by and large, all you need to do really is take half of your Social Security benefits and add that to your other income. And if you're married and that exceeds $44,000, then 85% of your Social Security will be subject to taxes. But still not 100%. So delaying Social Security and doing Roth conversions many times can get you in a position where you're only paying tax on 50% of your Social Security or not paying tax on your Social Security at all. So these are critically important steps that you need to go through. My preference is to start looking at them, you know, a dozen or so years before retirement. So then wealthmanagement.com asked advisors, how would you rate the level of concern among your clients for each of the following situations? Outliving their money, number one. Sustaining their quality of life, dead even with it. The cost of health care is next. General economic uncertainty. These are all very close. Aging out of their home, low interest rates, long-term viability of Social Security. Well, for a retiree, I wouldn't worry about that. Rising inflation, yeah, maybe. Inheritance issues, you should be so lucky. How would you rate your need for additional guidance in the following areas? You know what number one was? Healthcare costs. How do you pay for that stuff? That's why I have Ms. Rowe on, Lynn Rowe, CFP, all the time because she helps people do that. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back with more of the Ray Lucia Show. We'll rock and roll.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, most advisors try to scare you into thinking you're going to be eating dog food someday in retirement. Many of the academics do the same thing. They tell us there's a retirement crisis out there. Don't spend more than 2.8% of your money using the 4% rule, but the 4% rule doesn't work anymore because interest rates are low and valuations are high, and they do all these academic studies that scare you into being overly frugal in your retirement. Now, Rebecca Moore wrote not too long ago this. Innovations in medicine and technology have extended human life by over 30 years since 1900, which has helped to double the amount of time the average adult now spends in retirement compared to several decades ago. At least according to Matt Fellows, the CEO of United Income, in a report he did, which I will reference here. But she goes on, despite retirement industry suggestions that Americans should draw down less income in retirement, Fellows' paper suggests older Americans are not spending enough to live their retirement dreams. I think you've heard that from me before. Longer lives and retirements have ushered in an extraordinary opportunity for older adults to live out lifelong dreams, embark on second careers, or use their experience and knowledge to give back to the next generation. Yet our confidence about future economic growth and our own financial well-being wanes as we age, and in some cases overly so, which may be one reason why spending decelerates for aging households as they seek to maintain wealth at the expense of income preservation. So I'm experiencing this myself. The last decade or so for me have been really, really, really stressful. And I've watched my grandkids grow up. Now, you know, a couple of them are teenagers, for crying out loud, 13 years old. So little Nicholas was hanging out with me yesterday, Jeannie and I, and we were watching one of these Grand Prix events. Now, I know nothing about racing. This kid is a car guy fanatic. And so I got thinking, man, you know, here I am semi-retired. Last 10 years have been really stressful. Haven't really spent a lot of time with my own grandkids, and now they're teenagers? So I said, Nicholas, where's the next Grand Prix event, one of these big race deals? He said it's in Austin, Texas. Now, I've been to Austin many times. I have partners that live in Austin. I can make up an excuse to go to Austin any time that I want. So I said, well, why don't we go to that next big race? His eyes got super big, and it was like, wow, I struck a nerve with this kid. This is something that he's dreamed of doing. And his old pop-up here has been sitting on his thumbs for the past decade, watching him grow up, and I'm saying to myself, man, I don't care how much this costs in my semi-retired state. I want to live out some of those dreams, but if I'm so worried about feeding myself when I'm 82 years old, then I don't do those things. What I'm learning from this study is, you know what? What I have said all along is just damn true. Our spending declines naturally as we age. Let me read some more from this study. Fellows suggest the data signify that special care needs to be taken to educate age cohorts about their biases, to avoid investment portfolios and financial plans that are too conservative and become self-fulfilling prophecies of economic problems. United Income analyzed consumer sentiment and spending data from the University of Michigan that was commissioned by the Social Security Administration and the U.S. Commerce Department, among other federal agencies, and found adults become less optimistic about future economic growth and financial health as they age. In 2014, for instance, adults older than 64 were more than 40% less optimistic about their future financial health, more than 30% more skeptical about future economic growth, and 40% less convinced of future stock market increases compared to adults younger than 35. Okay, now I get that. We tend to be more conservative as we age. But what this is proving to me is there's an overreaction to safening up our portfolios, earning diddly squat on our cash and our bonds. But it's making us feel better. In addition, the analysis showed the average older adult felt like the stock market had less than a 50% chance of increasing every year between 2002 and 2014. Even though most major stock market indexes increased in all but two of those years. Yeah, we just get negative on life, on everything. As we age, we get scared. And we have to work on that behavior. He goes on, or she goes on, perhaps as a reaction to declining financial optimism, the average adult 60 years or older will trim their spending by about 2.5% every year, or by 20% over a 10-year period. Oh, I know you've heard that here. Nobody else wants to talk about that, but I talk about it frequently. And I didn't realize there was all these studies that would support what I knew anecdotally from having done this for almost 40 years. We also find that spending drops faster for people in their 80s compared to those in their 60s and 70s, falling by about 30% on average over a 10-year time period. So what are we worrying about? We're worrying about spending a couple of grand to take your grandkid to Texas to go see a Formula One race? I don't know what it is. I don't know what kind of cars. What do I know about cars? I can barely put gas in mine. I couldn't tell you what a dual quad carburetor looks like. Is there such a thing? I made that up. So your spending drops by 30% in your 80s. So all of this BS about inflation eroding your purchasing power and all that stuff, while it is true it erodes your purchasing power, you just purchase a lot less. And therefore, inflation has no impact on you. So every retirement calculator out there and every 4% rule that your advisor is, you know, holding close like it's gospel, there is another side to the story. Now, granted, healthcare is an issue. But once again, here's what we've learned. While healthcare expenses are going up as we age, the fact that we're spending less exceeds the amount of increase in costs. It offsets it, and then some. And check this out. The analysis also found that wealth and investments generally grow in value as people age. The average retired adult who dies in their 60s leaves behind $296,000 in net wealth, $313,000 in their 70s, $315,000 in their 80s, and then finally it drops to $238,000 in their 90s. I read this and I said, you know what? It ain't worth it, especially when you have grandkids, and I've got five of them, and I love every one of them equally. And whatever I spend on Nicholas, I know my wife's going to say, now you got to spend that on Trey. Okay, so we'll go to a Lakers game. He's a sports fanatic. I got to spend that on Gianna. She wants to go to Hawaii. And Adriana. Adriana just wants to sell Girl Scout cookies, but maybe I'll take her back to the Girl Scout headquarters. And Sienna's going to be richer than all of us put together. She's a little freaking Lucia genius. The only one of the Lucia clans is a genius, but she is one. All right, we'll come back with email. I got an interesting email on QBI. I don't know if I want to tackle that. It's kind of complicated. QBI, you know what it is? You have to stick around to find out. This is the one talk show in America you must tune into, because where else are you going to find out about spending in retirement and how you may be shortchanging yourself? You'll find out about it right here on the Ray Lucia Show.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Two Beatles songs in a row today. That's pretty good, Curtis. Thank you very much for that. Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program. You know, I hesitate to get into this QBI, the Qualified Business Income Deduction, because to be very candid with you, I'm not sure we've seen all of the revisions to the tax code on this one. So I don't want to get too deep into it, but you know what I'm talking about. It's the 20% write-off for self-employed individuals, subchapter S partnerships, and so forth. And I keep getting mixed reviews on it, and I've read a lot. I will say this. Joseph asked in a question, I'm a sole proprietor. Would I be better off forming a corporation in order to take advantage of the QBI deduction? And I'm just not in a position, I hate this, because usually I'm in a position to answer just about any question and get close. But this one, I may be able to get close, but I may not. I do know this. If you are a subchapter S corporation, you must take reasonable compensation, Joseph. So if you make $200,000 a year, you got to take a certain amount, say $100,000 a year, and pay your Social Security, FICA, Medicare, all that stuff on that amount based on your particular industry. And they've got all kinds of statistics on this stuff, and you can't dodge that bullet to try to save the 15.3% self-employment or Social Security Medicare tax. So if that were the case, the $100,000 in compensation you take is not qualified business income. It's not pass-through, if you will, income. The other $100,000 would be pass-through income, and that theoretically would be subject to the 20% deduction. So you'd only pay tax on $80,000 plus the $100,000 that you got as in salary. And that $80,000 or the $100,000 would not be subject to the FICA self-employment tax, right? So now it gets a little bit hazy when you're a sole proprietor, because I've seen, you know, a couple of different ways. I've seen it, well, you get, if you make $200,000, you're going to get a $40,000 deduction right off the top. Well, that doesn't make sense to me, does it? That you would have a benefit unincorporating and going solo? Of course, then you've got the risk of getting sued and putting all of your personal assets at stake. But if you're a solo practitioner, they're at stake anyway. So this is something you really need to sit down with your CPA and get the fine tuning on this Because quite frankly, I am not comfortable, Joseph, giving you an answer on that one. At least not today. I'll keep researching it and trying to get to the bottom of it, but I want absolutes. I don't want this, well, it could be interpreted this way, and it could be interpreted that way. Because I don't trust them. I don't trust them. I've got plenty of experience to explain why. Francis is next. My financial planner told me to put my surplus income into a cash value life insurance policy. But it looks a little too good to be true. Can you explain what the downside is? All right. Well, first off, the reason it looks too good to be true is they're probably using assumptions that are not necessarily accurate. For example, here's how, and by the way, I'm a staunch supporter of putting surplus post-tax money. That is to say, after you've maxed out your 401ks and Roths, if you qualify for them, and so forth, into some form of permanent life insurance. Now, which type? Yeah, that's a whole different bag of worms. It would take me an hour. You got index universal life. You got whole life. You got variable life. It goes on and on and on. And many have their own particular nuances and attributes. But to say it's a bad deal would be a misinterpretation of the facts. Because most major corporations use life insurance policies as fringe benefits in non-qualified deferred comp plans and split dollar plans and so forth. So, these guys have armies of attorneys. These companies do. And there are benefits because under the current tax law, you put post-tax money into a life insurance policy, the cash value grows on a tax-free basis, and it accumulates on a tax-free basis, and you can borrow your money out tax-free. And then when you die, there's a death benefit that goes to a beneficiary tax-free. But the rub here is in the sales pitch. For example, when they use a loan rate of 4% or 5%, and they use a growth rate of 8%, there's a built-in arbitrage. I mean, who wouldn't want to borrow at 3 or 4 and get 8? But you don't get 8 every year in the market or an index. I mean, I think 8 is way overstated. I think 6 is a much better number to use. And so, therefore, I think many times the income is probably overstated by as much as a third, maybe. Now, if you can still justify doing it with this tax-free income that you're pulling out of this policy, cut by a third, and it's still going to look good. It's just not going to look like phenomenal. And I would highly recommend you do the math on this and just have them rerun the example or the illustration at a lower rate of return so that the borrowing rate is closer to the earnings rate. And then you'll get an idea that it's A, not going to be one of those too good to be true things, but it still produces a reasonably good rate of return, and there's some other benefits that get thrown into boot, like chronic illness coverages, and sometimes there's some form of long-term care, accelerated death benefit. So, Francis, I'm not going to totally throw the baby out with the bathwater here, but get a new illustration with very, very conservative assumptions, and see how much that changes the numbers. All right, Jan, Edward, Arnold, all y'all, I'll have to get to you next hour. And folks, thank you so much for tuning in to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. The Ray Lucia Show. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.